Radio Sub-Ether, it's a few minutes past 9 o'clock. Well, Packet, we had two callers who were asking for the IP address again, and this time we should say it very, very slowly so everyone can write it down. So now, pick up your pencils, we will say the IP address very, very slowly, especially for you.
The IP address of our public FTP server is 81.1.0.
Well, and there's another news where everyone has waited for. People out there, the showers are open.
Another galaxy. My heart's in zero gravity.
Radio Sub Ether here. It's 7 minutes past 9 o'clock, and we have some announcement. Well, here in the radio tent is a young lady, nearly in tears. She has a big, big problem. Her Ford Fiesta standing in the parking lot, the first row on the left side. The keys are inside, and the problem is, you know, we need someone who can open a Ford Fiesta. The young lady will stand at the car, I think. No, I'm getting a sign. She will wait here at the radio tent. And if you can open a Ford Fiesta, come to the radio tent. And of course, it's proven, and you will get a proof that this car belongs to this young lady somehow. So don't worry about legality in this kind. You will just help her out of a big, big, big trouble. So the next music is a special wish with greetings to Spaghetti. It's a Massive Attack. Beer Drop. Sub-Ether Radio, and well, this is the last day where the camp is taking not place on this area here. Tomorrow will be the first day, and also the first day in the radio. Until now you just listened to a big test transmission here. Well, and when we start officially here on Radio Sub-Ether, it's also time for you to join our crew. And this is possible if you come here at 10 o'clock in the morning by tomorrow, where we will have our radio crew meeting. So everyone is invited to join the crew here to make an own show, to make music, to make content, to make more stuff here that can be said on the radio. Just come to the radio tent at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow at the first day of the Chaos Communication Camp.
We have a special song for all friends of SSX, Tricky.
Sub-Ether Radio here, and we have 9 o'clock and 20 minutes. In a few minutes, after the next music, we will have an interview about new projects going on in Bonn. We have a Verein called Netzladen there. We will have interesting content about politics and computer and the relationship between them.
Tanzen gehen? Tanzen alle, das ist schön.
Radio Sub Ether. It's nearly 9:30 in the evening. We have a guest, Tim. Tim, you are from Bonn.
Yeah, I'm from Bonn, right.
What's going on in Bonn?
Yeah, in Bonn, yeah, nothing much right now. We actually have some more warmer nights there than we do have here. But actually, I think we want to talk about the project we are setting up in Bonn right now.
Of course.
Playing around a little bit with some local groups that we do have in Bonn. We decided to build up kind of place to chill at that's called Netzladen. And some of the people from the CCC in Cologne did have some ideas about that years ago and tried to start stuff up in Bonn, but they didn't get too far until in the last year. And then we joined them actually, and together with some local other groups, like from the political scene there, they are like anarchos, and we're like having a room together with them. It's like located in the old town of Bonn, pretty close to the new Stadthaus, what it's called. It's like a 5-minute walk or something. And we do have like a regular program in there. There are several groups that meet there, actually.
Yeah, but what is so special about the Netzladen? Is this just another German Verein association?
I think the special thing about the Netzladen for me is that I think it's an interesting thing to see political groups meet together with groups that do have a political meaning, but are not really active in political stuff. I think if you join groups like that together, then it's like both groups can profit from that. It's like I do have a lot of profit from it.
So the basic content, the basic idea behind Netzladen is some kind of room sharing for nerd groups, also as political groups, sharing one room and doing projects together.
But I wouldn't see it like that close actually, because a lot of the people we do have there are like not only trying to share a room or something, but they also like trying to start sharing friendship and having a great time together. There's always lots of grilling going on Friday afternoons, and a lot of nerds just find in there. Friday is the night where we have like open door from 9:00 on, and everybody can join, and we have kind of political talks sometimes, and times where we just watch like movies, and it's a fun place to stay, and you have a real good exchange about technical and political things. I think that's the main point about the Netzladen, that it's not so closed up, that it's not only nerd groups that you do have there, it's also like groups that do have political ideas.
Are political groups and nerd groups compatible with each other, or is it just too different to mix up?
In the case of the Netzladen, it actually did work out, because the group that we met there was already known by some of the guys from the CCC, and it was like that they do have a good wire to them. It's like you can talk with them; they're not like totally stunned to their idea. They do not force any ideas on you, so it's a real good exchange. Like there are lots of points where you can talk about like TCP/AP and stuff that comes after that, and I guess it's a good, in German we call it like Symbiose. I think that's the right word for it.
Well, I think this is the point where I have to admit that I'm also from Bonn. I am also a member of this club. Sorry for being not very distance in this point. Tim, when we both set up this club, I was coming from the CCC in Cologne with this idea. You were coming from the OpenBSD group with this idea. And the political groups who were there before already came up with this idea and mixed together and built it up. I think it was quite interesting how fast this club was growing and how different it is to the regular nerd groups, as we have the multiple chaos, Alpha Kreise, and stuff like this?
I do think that it's that in this case the point is actually that there was a need in Bonn for a place like that. We didn't have a place like that. It's the first place in Bonn that was ever built up to have nerds like come together, not like in a bar kind of setup. And there was kind of the first time we actually had the possibility to use such a room for it. And it's not that expensive, so we can actually like do it with sales of little. It's like the Open BSD guys from behind are teasing me here. I can't speak anymore. But
you enjoy it.
No, just like get some chicks up here and I enjoy it.
I got tits.
Okay.
We are not
wow. Okay.
Hey, a little bit concentrate. This is serious radio here.
Yeah. Okay. I got just, kind of mistracked here.
We are always serious here.
Yeah.
You can trust us.
Here. Okay, but let's come back to the Netzlot. Yeah, that's like a place. It was the first place in Bonn actually like that, and I do really enjoy that we are both part of it. So just ask me another question. I can't think of anything right now.
Well, then I ask you the question, where can I get more information?
Yeah,
maybe on the internet.
Yeah,
about
it's always on the internet, and we put up this nice XML XSLTP page with some dudes from the CCC named Mario and lots of others. And you can visit us at www.netzladen.org. Yeah, there's always kind of like a little timetable where you can see what stuff is going on the next month and. Have a visit. We like to see you there on Fridays. And if you want to join a group or something, just be welcome.
Tim Krono from Bonn, thank you very much for joining us here. The next music is a special wish from GD. See you. Radio Sub Ether 88.3 FM in the late. How is this time of day called? I don't know. I'm making too long radio here. I have no idea. Is it dark? Is it light outside? I have no idea. But I know that I have an other guest here, Simon. Hello.
Hello.
Simon, you're building up a new chaos club here in Germany?
To be exact, we founded the foundation legally yesterday evening.
In which city?
In Stuttgart, which is in the southern west of Germany.
So, well, welcome to the welcome to the organization. But why did you found yourself? This is a positive question, of course.
If you go back 3 years in time, in Stuttgart there was absolutely no chaos relevant group, which was a shock for me when I first came to Stuttgart to find out. Because it is quite a big city, it has nearly 1 million inhabitants, and I was really surprised that there was no such group. And then I started looking for people who would share the same idea of starting a chaos group in Stuttgart. And yeah, now after 2 years from that first meeting, we are legally foundation.
Wow, that's quite fast, because I heard of much group that need much more time to set everything up. How was it? Why is it so fast?
We pressed things a little, because the things we saw during those 2 years is that without a real structure we can do a little more than sit around, talk and drink beer. So we really needed a structure to be able to have a bank account, to negotiate with companies who can offer rooms or hardware or whatever. Because we, of course, want to step into the public and want to do speaks on current topics. And that needs a lot of preparations, which you only can do if you have a legal basis.
So you're organized yourself. How many people are you now?
Well, on this very first meeting where we invited everyone that we thought could be interested, there were 35 people at all, but after that it decreased to around 4 people at each meeting, and then the group started to grow again, and it grew and grew, but it still didn't make too much action possible. And yesterday evening, when we signed the statutory documents, there were 12 people who are now members of the Chaos Computer Club Stuttgart.
Well, quite a lot. So what will we expect from you in the future? What projects will go on in Stuttgart, maybe in the next couple of years?
Now that we have this new energy, we'll of course continue looking for opportunities to make interesting speeches on different things in Germany. In Stuttgart, we have a special concern for the closed circuit television things which are going on both locally and movable, and we also want to talk about protection of personal data in general and so on. Perhaps work together with the Chaos Speech Network, or try to find lecturers from our own rows. And what we also will try to do is get our own club rooms to put our hardware there and offer different services on our location, and perhaps do something like the Open Chaos in Köln.
Yeah, I guess you're not the only one from Stuttgart here on the campsite. Maybe some people from Stuttgart want to contact here you now. Where do we find you?
Yeah, at the moment we are meeting twice a month,
No, I mean here on the campsite.
Oh, on the campsite. We have a big tent for ourselves, which is quite a thing if you think that we only really exist for a little more than 24 hours now. And if you want to see us and contact us, we are right in between the MacHackers tent and the Lockpickers tent. We are the blue-striped tent with the CCCS logo on. And you can always call me by using the 2448 on the internal phone network.
It's 2448 here on the internal camp network. Yeah, and meeting you outside the camp with your webpage, basically. What is your URL?
We just registered the www.cccs.de, where you will find a wiki where you can read about us and even write new documents. And yeah, as I said, we meet twice a month and everybody is invited to join us. And information about those meetings and surrounding stuff is traded on the public mailing list you can subscribe. But that's explained on the webpage also.
Well, great, and thank you very much, Simon from Stuttgart here, setting up a new chaos group, a new chaos computer club in Stuttgart here. Radio Sub-Ether, and well, I was outside for a few seconds ago, and I found out it's already getting dark. But I've also found out that the place outside is much, much, much more crowded than I saw it last time. There are many, many, many people outside. So a big, big, big hello and welcome to the Chaos Communication Camp 2003. And well, you are listening to the official radio station Sub-Ether on 88.3 FM here on the campsite. People, if you want to give us a note, if you want to phone with us, then do it. Just dial 5555 if you are using the internal telephone system here on the camp. Or if you're calling from outside, then just dial 033438-642246.
Blut, Blut, Räuber saufen Blut, Raub und Mord und Überfall sind gut. Hoch vom Galgen klingt es, hoch vom Galgen klingt es, Raub und Mord und Überfall sind gut. Von Blut, Raub und Mord und Überfall sind gut. Hoch vom Galgen klingt es, hoch vom Galgen klingt es. Raub und Mord und Überfall sind gut.
Strange music here. It's it's nearly 10 o'clock, nearly 8 minutes before 10 o'clock. You're listening to Sub-Ether radio station, the official radio station here in Alt-Landsberg, Paulshof, on the campsite, Chaos Communication Camp 2003. And my name is Ingo, and if you want to give me a phone call, then just do it. I am reachable on 033438-642246. And if you're using the internal telephone system, then just call 5555.
Total.
You are listening to Sabisa Radio Station here on the Chaos Communication Camp 2003. My name is Ingo, and I already have another guest here, Wim. You are from the OpenBSD scene here in Europe, in Belgium especially. Tell us something about the European scene of OpenBSD.
Well, it's not just a scene of OpenBSD, there's a scene of all the BSD groups together in Europe, and we are grouped in a name called EuroBSD, which means that when we go to events that we all join together, we share room and all the projects are together in one big tent. And in this case, we're not just in a tent, we're in an entire village. So at the camp, you can find us in the BSD village.
In the OpenBSD village.
Well, not just OpenBSD.
BSD.
The BSD village.
Where exactly is this located, for people who not know?
Well, it's to my left, but I guess the listeners will not know which is left and which is right.
Yeah.
It's basically close to the lake, to the top of the map, when you see it. Probably to the north. And
okay.
in the area, you can find people from OpenBSD, which is into security. You can find people from NetBSD, who are in portability, and FreeBSD, which is basically a mix of both. And there's also people from OpenDarwin, which is the open source alternative to the macOS 10 software. So there's a bit for everybody. But if you're a security geek, you probably want to go with OpenBSD. So
what will you do here on the campsite? There are special things you are planning?
Well, actually, we have a meeting of our developers, and in one of the main tents, they will just, you know, do what they do best. They will write software, they will communicate with our users, and we have a lot of people that demonstrate the software. So my question out to your listeners is, if you have any machine that you have with you that you want to see OpenBSD on installed, bring your machine to our tent and we will wipe that wimpy Linux you have, and we'll install a real operating system on it.
Every machine?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. OpenBSD runs on Intel machines, but it also runs on Alpha machines, VAX machines, PowerPC machines, Motorola 68K VME rack machines, Spark, Ultra Spark. No matter what you have, bring it to the tent, we'll install OpenBSD for you, and we'll make it working as a server, as a firewall, or just as a personal workstation.
Well, it sounds interesting. You are doing a lot of strange kind of engineering then. They're directly here on the field, correctly?
Well, it depends on what you call strange.
Yeah, no. Strange in a positive way, of course.
Well, I think
everything is strange.
At TCC camp, strange is a very weird way of describing stuff, because everything that's happening here is strange. So I was wandering around today, and I've seen lots of very interesting tents. I mean, the radio tent, for one, is a very interesting, strange place to be.
Yes,
lots
definitely.
Lots of cool hardware you have. And lots of strange people, too. And I've talked to some people from the DECT tent, and they have a very excellent setup with the network. And